Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
That is right. You are listening to Discussions. This is Will Stenner of Discover You Radio, and on the phone with me, I have Steven with Souls Worn Thin. How you doing?
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. It's great talking to you again.
Yeah, man. How's everything going?
Oh, man. I am busy. I am so busy. I've been putting all this radio stuff together and branding my whole, getting my brand all together. You know, just, I've been really busy, and it's a good feeling.
Right? I hear you. Kind of in the same boat. We're like on a 4 week on, 2 week off kind of schedule. And so every, you know, four shows every weekend, and then a couple weekends off. We try to take at least, you know, 1 weekend just to not do music, but it's really hard because we love it.
Yeah.
We usually end up practicing for 4 or 6 hours on those weekends off.
That does not sound like work. It sounds like a good old time.
Yeah, the time flies.
So we came out with the song Breed was just playing, and that's a Nirvana cover that you guys have, and I it plays on my station a lot. It's always playing. It's one of the best covers, actually the best cover of Nirvana that, in my opinion, that is out there. And you just recently told me that that you got to renew some licensing.
Well, yeah. So first of all, thank you. Appreciate that. I really we're really proud of that one. It turned out really well. It's kind of last minute. My wife Tara, I don't know if I've told you this before, but she's very involved. She's very supportive and been helping us progress. She makes all of our merch and does all that kind of stuff for us, and reaching out to people like you. She's the one that hooked us up with you in the beginning.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah,
we made all that happen. But she kept telling me, like, you guys should do this. You guys should do this when we were heading to the studio. And I don't know if you remember the story that we lost our bass player about a week before. So we found one of our friends. He said, hey, can you do this? And he's like, yep, I got you. And so in 5 days, he learned all the songs. And at night in the hotel while we were at the studio, he was brushing up on some new stuff, and you know, that we were working on trying to get recorded. And we were only there for 2 days. So
wow.
It was quick making this album.
Yeah.
My point was, she had already, like, purchased all the licensing stuff that you need to do a cover like that. And it wasn't cheap to get the rights to, like, record it and kind of call it ours.
Right.
And there was also other stuff that we had to, other kind of, some sort of rights. I really don't understand it all, but we had to purchase to be able to distribute. And it was only for a certain amount of time and a certain amount of, a certain amount of streams, certain amount of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our first 500 CDs, you know, it's on there, but it won't be on the next distro if we don't renew all of that.
Right.
And, like, in a certain amount of time, pretty soon, we're going to have to take it off of the streaming platforms. You can still keep it if you've already purchased it on iTunes or wherever you buy your music at.
Uh-huh.
It's still cool to play it wherever you want, do whatever you want with it, because you own it now, you bought it. But other than that, like, if we don't, like I said, if we don't redo this, it won't be on Spotify or iTunes or any of that anymore.
Wow. And the thing is, I'm amazed by it, because it's a top Nirvana song, and it does not sound like a easy song to license, you know, and especially following, you know, in the footsteps of Nirvana and how big of a track that was. You know, it's like, I find it amazing how great the song is, and I also find it amazing that you were able to license it, you know, not knowing how much, you know, how many blocks or anybody trying to get you not to license it would be in the way.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah, I mean, you know, we just called up Courtney Love and be like, hey, can we, she was like, oh, of course. You know,
just like
totally,
that.
That's totally how that happened.
And with that, we're going to let this one go. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Steven of Souls Worn Thin.
Tim Northberg is a man with an overactive imagination. This has led to him becoming a successful author of multiple fiction and nonfiction books, as well as an award-winning screenwriter. He does not suffer from writer's block. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He has more ideas than he knows what to do with, and loves to share his imagination and creativity with others. Visit TimNorthberg.com to learn more about Tim.
Listen well, share your knowledge, play your cards, and educate the willing on Discovery Radio.
Attention, Boulder County, Denver County, Jefferson County, and surrounding areas. Hefe's Mobile RV Service is ready and prepared to get your RV back into top running condition. We will diagnose and repair your RV appliances. Let us install or repair your solar, including inverters, converters, and batteries. Need an awning repaired or replaced? No problem. Call 970-556-4348 to schedule an appointment. Need your wheel bearings repacked or brakes adjusted? We can take care of them. We also perform roof resealing and maintenance at affordable prices. Light insurance repairs and extended warranty repairs are welcome. Call 970-556-4348. That's 970-556-4348. Or visit HefesMobileRVService.com and schedule your appointment as soon as possible. Hefe's Mobile RV Service. We're with you every step of the way.
We're back with Steven from Souls Worn Thin. As the ads were playing, we were discussing a few things of what it was like to jam out. I was letting him know one time how our sound man, I played in a band, and our sound man, our bandmates and I were on stage, and we were getting this massive feedback. We couldn't figure out why. We looked over at the sound, and the sound guy was gone. And we're like, where's the sound guy? And my bass player points, he points down in the crowd, and our sound guy's in the mosh pit while the speakers are about to shatter. They're screaming. Our eardrums are about to pop. And we just stopped. And the sound guy looked at us like, why'd you stop? And we're like, get back, man. What are you doing? You don't hear that feedback? Any experiences like you?
Yeah, we were recently at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma, Washington. Shout out to Dustin and Tristan. It's about a 10 by 15 foot stage-ish, maybe 15. So it's not that big. Plenty of room for a three-piece, though. We're doing all right. We're in the middle of a song. I can't see anything because the lights are in my eyes, and I'm just screaming my heart out, you know, just going at it.
Yeah.
And I do hear, like, a noise, and then the next thing I know, all I can hear is the kick drum just vibrating, like, whoa, you know, in my ear, and I had in-ears in.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't really tell what was going on, but I just kept going, and we finished the song. And what I realized was... apparently, I'm a bass player and a drummer, so some guy was in the pit, and they were moshing pretty good in there.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he got on the back of a female, like, that did not want him there. And her male friend, whoever he was to her, grabbed him and literally threw him onto the stage into the kick drum. Mind you, I didn't see or notice any of this. I'm just... going to town on my guitar, you know.
Was your stage pretty high? Was this guy tough?
It was. I didn't even see the guy. I never saw the guy. but apparently, Tristan, the sound guy, is also the bouncer, and he's about probably 6'4", 6'6", probably 250, 260, maybe a little bigger. He's a big guy, and so obviously, when the song was over. I'll back up. We noticed that the mic for the kick was like in the drum. So we're yelling for Tristan, like, hey, help us out. And we couldn't figure out where he was, and everybody's looking around because we stopped playing, and they're like, what's going on? And come to find out, he was outside, out front, dealing with that guy. Let's just say dealing with him, because I don't want to get him in trouble, but you know, he was making sure that fella did not want to come back in.
Yeah. You know? Taking care of business.
Yes, he was. And, you know, finally he finished, and because he noticed the music stopped too, so he this man running across that bar. It was so big, like the crowd, the sea, you know, just parted for him. He blasted up on stage. It was great. And Billy fixed it though. He fixed it quick, and we were back at it. You know,
that is funny. So, what did the other guy come back in, or did he leave?
No, and apparently, because my wife Tara, shout out to Tara, Recontour Images, she was up by the front door. It's kind of a longer building. So, in the front door is like on the very opposite end of the building of the stage. You know, you kind of picture that.
Yeah.
And she was way up there with the door guy and the merch table and all that kind of stuff. And my daughter and her husband were there. And so they got to see, I guess, it was a little more violent getting him out.
Yeah.
There was a lot of dragging and pulling. And they watched it all. They said it was not very good. And Tristan really took care of him.
Oh.
Because a couple of our fans were there, too. And they were like, oh, I knew. They kind of helped up to the up until they got to the front door. And Tristan was like, I got it. You know? Just kind of... But yeah, some of our friends are fans and stage hands sometimes. You know, they're just good people. They always help us out and they always show up. And so they kind of help that situation too.
Right.
I don't think they'll ever come back.
It's always good to have that support, to have the fan support, you know, then, you know, kind of they got your back when you're on the stage. They see, they're looking around. Not only are they enjoying the show, but they're also extra eyes and ears for you too. So
absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, with that being said, we're going to take another break and stay tuned with more from Steven from Souls Worn Thin.
Coming soon is a collection of micro stories, some fictional and some not so fictional, events of an ordinary life. Written by the master of micro stories, Frank Conrad Musumeci. Each story will leave you in suspense and wondering, did this really happen? Or is this made up? Leaving you at the edge of your seat will be an understatement. Because once you start reading Events of an Ordinary Life, you will be floored.
Your adventures running with R&R Mobile RV Repair. R&R Mobile RV Repair services all types of RVs and appliances. They repair air conditioners. They service furnaces, service propane systems, and refrigeration units. Give them a call at 928-377-0271. That's 928-377-0271. Planning a road trip and need a safety inspection? They'll inspect your RV and make sure you're ready for your next adventure. Let R&R Mobile RV Repair give you the green light to go before you get stuck on the road. R&R Mobile RV, we keep your adventures running. Call for your appointment at 928-377-0271. That's 928-377-0271. Tell them Discover You Radio sent you and save $25 off your next service visit.
This girl is a big pain in my butt. Have you ever tried to work with such a woman in the background?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams. Delicious.
Yummy.
Now you're golden. When you crave a crunch, grab some sweet Graham goodness with your wife in the background.
Are you an up-and-coming artist looking to grow your fan base? Then you need to check out Discover You Radio. Discover You Radio is an online radio station focused on getting you connected with potential new fans and into music executives' ears all over the world. With an online press release distributed to thousands of college radio stations and music blogs. Get heard. To submit, visit discoveryouradio.com. Discover You Radio. Serious about your music? We're serious about playing it.
Welcome back. We got Steven from Souls Worn Thin on the phone with us. giving us some inside information. And I've been told to please not share this with anybody else. So I hear that there's an album coming out. So everybody that's listening, don't share this with anybody else. But if you can just, you know, keep it to yourselves for now. This is Steven. He's going to let us know the inside scoop on the new album.
Thanks, Will. Yeah, man, we, so, like, the way we kind of work is I'll come up with the rough ideas, right? And then what I would consider maybe a 75% solution. And we've got 14 songs that I'm trying to finish. We've, as a band, have about 5 or 6 that are ready to record. We've been playing those live and practicing them, you know, really focusing on those. So I figure here in the next 6 months or so, we got to get back in the studio and get this next album out to you guys.
I can't wait.
It's definitely in the same vein, but I think it's going to be a little more in your face, and you're going to have a hard time sitting still when you listen to it.
Oh, nice. I mean, aggression.
Yeah, the title track, I'll go ahead and tell you, the title track is going to be called Treason. And it's, let's just say it's at 257 BPM, for those who know what that means. Literally had like a table get smashed when we played that song last time, last week. It was insane. One of the craziest mosh pits I've ever seen at one of our shows when we played that song. It just got nuts. And we've got somebody really special on the hook to master the album for us once it gets finished. And
nice.
This might be it. This might do it for us.
Hey, like, you never know.
Really proud of the last album. Really proud of Kill Your TV.
Oh, I love that album. I got your merch. I got the merch. I got the shirt. I got the flask. I got the wristband.
Yeah. Anybody that needs anything, just hit up Souls Weren't In on any social media. We're everywhere. And we play all over from Portland to Tacoma to Seattle to, we're even heading to Idaho. Like, we're starting to branch out in our region, in the tri-state region, if you will, in the Pacific Northwest. And some possible huge opportunities to come up, who knows? Just follow us, and if it happens, we're obviously gonna lose our minds on the internet and tell everybody.
Yeah,
life changing if it happens. And if it doesn't, it's okay.
That's right, yeah. And if anybody is listening, you can, and you're on the podcast and you're on the podcast page, you can click on Souls Weren't In and you can look, and you shall be able to go find them on TikTok and Twitter or other social medias as well. And when the songs are playing, you could search Souls Weren't In our database. And if you click on the home button, it's going to take you to their TikTok account where you can go follow and support Souls Weren't In. So I have a question for you. And the question is, are there going to be any covers like you did with Breed on this one?
We're considering one.
Nice.
We're considering possibly a NOFX cover.
Oh, NOFX. Really? Yeah. That'd be a good cover.
I got to look into what that's going to take as far as, like, getting the rights. And I mean, you just might just call Fat Mike and be like, hey, man. I had him on speed dial.
He's all over TikTok, so.
He is.
Yeah,
he's
all over TikTok. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of TikTok, if anybody has any ideas, hit us up, because it's mainly me doing the TikTok, and I'm really terrible at it. So give us some ideas to make some videos, and we'll do it. Anything you want to know or see.
So if you guys are out there and you're making TikTok videos, make sure you, if you have any advice for Steven of Souls Weren't In, tag Souls Weren't In your video. Tag them in your video and give the best advice that you can give. And that's what I could suggest for you.
Heck yeah. Appreciate it.
Yep, people love to teach on TikTok and teach you how to go viral and teach you how to make the best TikTok.
It is a very interesting platform.
Yes, it is. And with that being said, follow Souls Weren't In. Thank you for tuning in to Discover You Radio's Discussions podcast. I'm Will Stenner on here. We've got Stephen from Souls Warranty. Stephen, can you say Souls Warranty? Can you give me a radio plug?
Sure. Hey, this is Stephen from Souls Worn Thin.
And you're listening to Discover You Radio.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast at discoveruradio.com.